American Language Course, Book 23, Tape 2C. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities Booklet to Tape 2C. Look at Figure 1. Listen to these first aid procedures.
What procedures should be followed to give first aid to a wound?
The first thing to do, if the bleeding is not too severe, is to clean the wound with soap and water. After that, proceed to stop the bleeding. Take a piece of clean cloth and put it right over the cut. Next, press it firmly until the bleeding stops. If no cloth is available, press the wound with your hand. Then, when the bleeding stops, cover the cut with a bandage.
And if the bleeding continues?
Then you should apply pressure to the artery or vein which is between the wound and the heart. Also, elevate the wound so that it's higher than the heart.
Now, repeat the procedures.
What procedures should be followed to give first aid to a wound?
The first thing to do, if the bleeding is not too severe, is to clean the wound with soap and water. After that, proceed to stop the bleeding. Take a piece of clean cloth and put it right over the cut. Next, press it firmly until the bleeding stops. If no cloth is available, press the wound with your hand. Then, when the bleeding stops, cover the cut with a bandage.
And if the bleeding continues?
Then you should apply pressure to the artery or vein which is between the wound and the heart. Also, elevate the wound so that it's higher than the heart.
Listen to these first aid procedures for a bleeding nose.
Do you know how to treat a bleeding nose?
Yes. First, press firmly against the bleeding nostril. Hold it that way for about 5 minutes.
Should I lie down?
You may, but keep your head and shoulders higher than the level of your heart.
Suppose it doesn't stop?
Pack the nostril lightly with a clean cloth and apply pressure again. Cold towels applied to the nose are also helpful. If the bleeding doesn't stop, then you should see a doctor.
Now, read the part of Airman Ford.
Do you know how to treat a bleeding nose? Should I lie down? Suppose it doesn't stop?
Look at Figure 2. These are instructions to give mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. The instructions are not in the correct sequence. Take a minute to read them. Listen to them read in order. Number them as they should be. Listen.
If a person has stopped breathing, mouth-to-mouth resuscitation is a method which will help him or her breathe again. 1. Turn the victim's head to the side. 2. Take anything out of the mouth which could keep air from going in. 3. Put one hand on the forehead and the other hand under the neck. 4. Tip his or her head way back so that the tongue won't block the air passage. 5. Squeeze the nose shut so no air will escape. 6. Take a deep breath, open your mouth wide, and put it over his mouth. 7. Blow hard to fill up his lungs and watch his chest expand. 8. Turn your head aside to listen for air to come out and watch his chest fall. 9. Repeat the last two steps every 5 seconds until he begins to breathe on his own.
10. Listen to the instructions again and check your numbers.
1. Turn the victim's head to the side. 2. Take anything out of the mouth which could keep air from going in. 3. Put one hand on the forehead and the other hand under the neck. 4. Tip his or her head way back so that the tongue won't block the air passage. 5. Squeeze the nose shut so no air will escape. 6. Take a deep breath, open your mouth wide, and put it over his mouth. 7. Blow hard to fill up his lungs and watch his chest expand. 8. Turn your head aside to listen for air to come out and watch his chest fall. 9. Repeat the last two steps every 5 seconds until he begins to breathe on his own.
Look at figure 3. Listen to the stress pattern and repeat.
Number 1. John got a new bathing suit. Number 2. I don't have an ironing board. Number 3. He practices shooting at the firing range. Number 4. Is your car in the parking lot? Number 5. Sam showed him how to use the vending machine. Number 6. Leave your message on the answering machine. Number 7. Hal borrowed some typing paper from Sal. Number 8. The student opened a checking account.
Now look at figure 4. Listen to a question. Write the answer. Look at the example. Listen.
Example. What do we call a pool used for swimming? A swimming pool. A swimming pool.
Now listen and write. Repeat the answers.
Number 1. What do we call a room where we wait to see a doctor? Repeat. A waiting room. Number 2. What do we call gloves used for driving? Repeat. Driving gloves. Number 3. What do we call a fountain where we get a drink of water? Repeat. A drinking fountain. Number 4. What do we call a machine used for sewing? Repeat. A sewing machine. Number 5. What do we call people who work? Repeat. They're the working people. Number 6. What do we call the bank account we save money in? Repeat. It's a savings account. Number 7. What do we call the section of a restaurant where we are allowed to smoke? Repeat. The smoking section. Number 8. What do we call the room we dress and undress in? Repeat. A dressing room.
Look at figure 5. Listen to some paragraphs. Write the connective words and phrases you hear.
Number 1. Nancy has been taking driving lessons. She will drive by herself today. So she is trying to remember what her driving instructor told her. First, she buckles her seatbelt. Next, she puts the key in the ignition. After that, she turns the key and the car starts. Then, she puts the car in reverse and backs out of the driveway. Finally, she puts the car in drive and drives away.
Check your answers for number one. The connective words and phrases are first, next, after that, then, and finally. Now look at number two and write the connective words and phrases you hear.
Abe took a first aid course. One of the first things he learned was procedures to help an automobile accident victim. First of all, the victim should be checked for bleeding and the bleeding stopped, if possible. Then, the victim should be made comfortable. Next, cover the person and be sure he's kept warm. After that, just waiting for the ambulance is about all that can be done.
Check your answers for number two. The connective words and phrases are one of the first things, first of all, then, next, and after that. This is the end of tape 2C, book 23.